Okay, it's 1 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. First off, regrets from the Reef. He will be absent. Hopefully try to join us later, but for now. So can we have everybody's taking a look at the agenda?
I have some additions, please.
Okay.
Under reports of committee and agenda and additional information. Under communications and water rates, resolution for first reading to amend bylaw number 6818. Number 7, Napier Emergency Consulting Reconference and Training Program available. 8, Duick Mechanical Request for Road Restriction Exemption Letter. And New Business 2, Tenders for Porta Potties.
Because you said put grass over there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Can I have a number for that?
I don't
know. Second or said. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, everybody read the minutes? I have a mover for that one?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, and then we have reports of committees. We have the Northeastman Community Health Committee there, reminder, and agenda and additional information. Everybody has that in their package? Okay, verbal reports of committees. We'll start with Councilor McDougall.
No, nothing.
Councilor Stark?
I have nothing this week.
Councilor Stark? Nothing. And just from my perspective, there was public works in that, and you'll have those minutes and all that. There was nothing outstanding and everything. Okay. Then we'll go into communications. Communication 1. Province of Manitoba revised Planning Act handbook reflecting legislation currently in effect. That's just info. Number 2, Drinking Water Office of Manitoba, White Mountain Public Water System regarding licensing has advised that no items were identified that required immediate action. And just to add to that, the testing for the White Mouth River and all that, just some information, for the people, for the public and all that, that we used to do our own separate testing for the White Mouth River and that, the locations and that. The government does that testing, and we are going to have those results of that, and we'll publish those results on our webpage for the people and all that, so it will be available.
Nope, that's perfect.
Okay, thank you. Just a little bit. Canadian number 3, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories Liaison Committee meeting notes. It's just for information. And number 4, the Public Utilities Board Rate Adequacy Report provided by Way to Go Consulting, accepted by Council.
So if I can have that first resolution, please. Would you like me to? Whereas the utility rate adequacy reports for the White Mouth Wastewater Utility, the Seven Sisters Wastewater Utility, and the White Mouth Water Utility were completed and submitted by Vehicle Consulting Incorporated on June 12, 2023, and whereas the reports included 2018 to 2021, audited 2022 actual, 2023 budgeted, and 24 to 25 forecast financial results and recommendations. Now therefore be it resolved that they have been reviewed and accepted as adequate.
Can I have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
I do.
Stead. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. I'm against. And Courtney is against. Please.
Good.
And next item is the actual bylaw for first reading to go to PUB, and it is whereas the rural municipality has received a rate adequacy report for the Whitemouth Water Utility, which indicates rate requires increasing, and whereas the Public Utilities Board Order 8617, modified by Board Order 2723, set out a simplified rate application process with a maximum allowable increase equal to the Bank of Canada policy interest rate plus 2%. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw number 75824, being a bylaw of the rural municipality of Whitemouth, to amend bylaw number 68118, which establishes Whitemouth water utility rates, be hereby given first reading, submitted to then the Public Utilities Board for approval.
I have a mover.
Start.
Start. Seconder. All in favor?
I'm against. Record me as against, please.
You betcha.
Okay.
Thank you. Number five.
Okay, number five, Association Manitoba Municipalities Renewal Update.
Noted.
Number six, Manitoba Wildlife Request Permission for Manitoba Municipal.
And that's regarding a deer information, if council says we can give out the property information.
Okay.
Any concerns?
I got no. Anybody else?
Okay to provide?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Number seven, Napier Emergency Consulting Conference and Training Program available.
Is anybody interested? Let me know.
Okay. Number eight, Duke Mechanical Request for Road Restriction Exemption Letter. And that's for them to come down the elevator road, correct?
Correct. That request came in yesterday. I put it on as an added item for you. And I've also included the actual, there was minutes where this was requested previous. So what we've done is we've taken the request from Duke's Mechanical. We've added on the minutes of March 9th, 2021, which states, for a different individual, the same type of request, that we have a plan in place. Grand Caribbean Trucking had asked to utilize municipal roads during spring road restrictions as per other requests, approved on the condition that he provides in writing that he is responsible for any road repairs or restoration that may be required due to this use. So I wanted to make sure you had that as well. He said he was had received a letter before, and I did also include that letter. There was a letter issued prior, and that was March 23rd, 2017 that I seen, and it did allow the travel during a road restriction time. I shared that with you as well, so you can provide me direction.
So if this goes going, then that is just for this year, correct? And this year only?
Every year, it would be different because the weather changes and the public works like to just check out the actual conditions prior.
Okay, because for myself, I'm okay with that this year as long as he signs off and all that completely. But after we complete that road and that, then my feelings will be different.
So you're recommending that they get the same information sent back to them as previous request, that they will be allowed to utilize it. However, if there's any damage whatsoever, they pay for it. Is that correct?
Yeah, as long as they're signing off on it, I'm okay with it. That's my feeling. But
yeah, I agree, Jim.
But that's just for this year.
Yes.
So you want it renewed next year?
Absolutely. Redone. A whole new thing. To me, Councillor Stair, once we put the topping on, No, I'm sorry. Figure it out. Restrictions are coming, figure it out. That's my feelings, but.
I like that we're treating them the same way as the previous ratepayer. This isn't good.
Yeah, it's good. The precedent was set, okay, that's fine, but. We'll look at it year by year on an individual basis and go from there.
All the sheriffs advised accordingly. Thank you for the direction.
Okay. Alrighty, unfinished business. Lagoon, that's ongoing.
Well, we're excited today's budget day, so we have it marked on our calendars to contact water services for tomorrow. To see what we're gonna be dropped in line.
Okay. Water lines, South Lagoon.
We are just having that put together and we're just compiling the information. We have provided to the Arm of Reynolds what we had calculated.
Okay, and then number three, we have MLA Wasco Reed Childcare Funding Response Meeting Request Verbal Call Awaiting Response.
Okay, so I had sent out that we are waiting for that. We would have loved to attend the meeting. However, at this particular time, you had just confirmed that we would be at the WERT, your annual one, which of course the police, everybody else is all involved in. So I asked for a different time, asked for the Reeves request. We did it by email and then we actually called from the office yesterday. We haven't received a response yet, but as soon as we know, we'll be sure to share with everybody.
Right, and if it stays status quo, we'll probably have the Reeves and Councilman Digwell and you attending the childcare one.
Super, we put that right in the response back to the to MLA Wasco. If that would work, then maybe he could let us know that so that we could do that as well. So whatever, you know, would suit them best, we're trying to make sure that we appease it.
Good. Number four, Manitoba Hydro Generating Station Annexation, ongoing. That's still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, our animal bylaw, number of dogs, that's tabled and that will be still tabled, that's being put compiled together yet?
Yes, it's being compiled and what we're doing is we're ensuring the zoning for the particular hamlets, like for the ones that you wanted, they're different on your zoning, so we're just identifying with the building inspector, we're just ensuring that we've got the right zones to bring to you for your consideration.
Okay. Number six, White Mouth Grocer request for liquor sales. Not the letter to Minister Smart and that. I guess we'll wait to hear from them, correct?
Yes, we asked if they could possibly be a meeting at the AMM convention because our council is going to be there, or that we would attend whenever it suited him. But we have not received a response yet. Hello, Mr. Reed. Welcome.
Hello.
Number seven, 2024 financial plan / budget bylaw, number 757/24, hearing April 23rd, 2024, resolution for first reading for that.
Mover.
Mover.
Yeah.
Councilman McDougall, seconder. Councilor Sterk, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number nine, Seven Sisters Falls.
Actually, eight. Sorry, so sorry.
Oh, number eight, Provincial Highways, Railway Avenue, Main Street Concern.
I just showed you the letter that we sent to show the task force done.
Okay. So a letter has been sent to them?
Correct.
Okay. Number nine, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center request for recreation equipment. So we got two resolutions for that. Please.
Whereas the White Mouth River Recreation Commission was dissolved on September 29th, 2023. And whereas there is recreation property to distribute 18 sets of various sizes of snowshoes, 18 various sizes of life jackets, 11 TRZ workout equipment, and one ice fishing kit. And whereas the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center has offered to store this equipment as they have volunteers daily, which include evenings, weekends, and holidays, whom they've identified are able to loan out this equipment. Now therefore be resolved that council do hereby approve same.
Can I have a mover for that one, please?
Yeah.
McDougal?
McDougal, seconder. Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
And the second one?
Whereas the White Mouth River Recreation Commission was dissolved on September 29th, 2023, and whereas there is recreation property to distribute baseball and t-ball equipment, and whereas the White Mouth Recreation Association has requested these equipment to start a baseball program, now therefore be it resolved that council hereby approves same.
I have a mover for that one.
Stead.
Stead, seconder. Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
And number 10 is the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center Tax Exemption Bylaw, and that will be tabled. Number 11 is the RCMP Constable Terry Taylor's fraud presentation requested.
We scheduled it, which is accepted for me.
Not the council meeting.
It is during a, yeah, children delegation. Instead of 15, she said it might be 20, but we approved that.
Okay.
New business, number one, Councilor Stead, request for ambulance protocol.
Yeah.
I put that on there. I've been getting a lot of requests, or actually questions in the public about the coverage we have with ambulances in our community. The new geo posting, it just seems to leave a huge gap in our area, which is a big concern. There's been up to 45 to an hour and a half a week even to have an ambulance respond, which is quite a bit of time. We do have an ambulance grade here, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be manned every time it can be. And if somebody else's ambulance goes out, we lose ours automatically, whereas the old way it used to be is if Lackawanna went out, they would have to wait for White Mouth to come instead of us losing ours and waiting for it to come back. So it would be nice just to see what the protocol is and how they're run out of our area. So maybe we could send them a letter and get some information on it.
I could probably follow up to take that to one of the health meetings.
Okay.
In person, just talk. I know for a fact that right now I know that every meeting is going on.
Yes.
Something or another. It's just that the whole health system, there's a shortage. But yeah, the question is good, and let's just see.
So is it okay then? We're going to refer that to Rebauer Ruggan to take to his health meeting at this point?
Sure, yeah. Okay, just get some details and stuff exactly what, you know, these questions were. I mean, I have a health meeting tomorrow, but I think that really on the agenda, these are pretty scheduled. Mm-hmm. It would be on the following one. Mm-hmm. No, Thursday, sorry.
Good. Good. All right, good. Thank you, Rick. Number two. Tenders for porta potties for the 24-25 season.
Whereas tenders for replacement and cleaning of porta potties in the Barb of White Mouth summer seasons for both 2024 and 2025 have been circulated. Now therefore be it resolved that the successful tender is White Shell Septic to be paid $100 per unit per week plus $80 per cleaning per unit. And be it further resolved that this accepted price includes scheduled maintenance and supplies such as paper products and disinfectant.
Now a mover for that?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Good.
Spin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. In camera or anything?
I've not had anything that's been brought forward.
Anybody got in cameras or nothing? Okay, and then I call for adjournment. Motion? Stead. Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen.
discussion, gentlemen?